Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everyone, and welcome again to the Good Golly Miss Holly Show. We are coming to you on Blog Talk Radio and also YouTube and Facebook. If you want to call in and get a mini reading or prophetic word from me, the number to call is 516-387-1921. That number again is 516-387-1921. And again, we'll also be taking comments as well, and we can put those on the screen and answer those questions as well. So make sure you either call in or put a comment in and say hello. Let's go ahead and take our first caller. And you're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly. How are you?
I'm well, Holly. This is Kimberly in Georgia.
Hi, Kimberly. How are you doing, sweetie?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How can we help you today, Shug?
Well, I saw that you were offering a prophetic word, and I hadn't heard that in years. So I think that's what I want.
Okay. All righty. Is there anything in particular that you're wanting to hear from Spirit about?
No, not really. Just had my birthday was yesterday, so no.
Well, happy birthday to you. I saw you went to the Cheesecake Factory. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Oh, man. I miss the Cheesecake Factory. I'm out in the boonies nowadays.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. I actually grew up not too far from Perimeter Mall. So I was just like,
Yeah. Okay.
Many, many moons ago. So anyway, let's see what Spirit has to say for you. Okay, so the first thing that I'm getting with you is that you are trying to grow your spiritual talents. And you can do what I do. Very strong prophetic gift. And you have not been able to find a place to use it. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. It's tough. It's tough. I'm going to tell you right now, Kimberly, it's tough. I would suggest that you... They're telling me church is going to be a good option for you. Unfortunately, they're not telling me which church. Just so.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not interested in church.
They do not. I do not blame you, my dear. Trust me.
Yeah.
Because they do not like to listen, and they think that they... Anyway, let's not go down that path, okay? So... But I'm also saying that you can heal people and you can change the energy around the people and you can read people and read their energy.
Okay.
Yeah. You have very powerful gifts, Kimberly. And the older we become, the more powerful they become.
Oh, no, I just said, wow.
So I'm seeing you connecting with people of like mind. And you're very, very active on social media. And you can basically do what I'm doing to your community. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So do it. Welcome to the tribe, honey.
Okay.
Very, very exciting. I have said that I'm going to start teaching classes, and I am. And I would love to have you be one of my students, but you're not going to be a student for long. You just need a refresher and a little more confidence in what you're doing. But you have very, very spiritual gifts. Absolutely, you do. And you can bring that to people who are not happy with church because you understand them.
Yeah, because I was in a church. I was in the church for a long time, and it's a no for me. I'm in a Course in Miracle study group, and that book speaks to me more than the Bible.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The Bible is a wonderful book, but it's been so misused over the centuries. And yeah, it's continued to be misused today. It has great, great truths in it. But people tend to, you know, use it for their own goals. And it's unfortunate. But the Course of Miracles is a wonderful, and it helps to open you up to your divine connection, I think, and speaks to your truth. It's a wonderful, wonderful course. It really, really is.
Yes.
Absolutely. Maybe one day in the near future, if you don't mind, I think I might like to have you as a guest on the show and for you to talk about the Course of Miracles.
Oh my God, I would love that. Oh my God. That's one of my passions. Yes, I would love
to. We will, I will get in touch with you over the weekend. I have all your information as far as your contacts on Facebook because you and I are friends on Facebook. And let's set that up, okay?
Okay.
I think a lot of people would like to hear a discussion about that.
Sure.
Awesome. So that's
all right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, my dear. Absolutely. I am really excited about this. It'll be fun.
Yes, it will be. And thank you for the invitation.
You're welcome, my dear. You have a good one. Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Oh, it's so great. I'm so excited Kimberly is going to come and talk to us about A Course in Miracles. That is going to be a wonderful, wonderful show. That is just great, and it allows her to get some exposure, and she is such a dear, dear person. So let's see who's next on our list.
Hello.
Hello, this is Miss Holly. How may I help you?
Hi, Miss Holly. It's Alma again. I have a follow-up question.
Uh-huh. Hi, Alma.
How are you?
I'm great. Hi. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I feel like we're kindred spirits with Kimberly. I like her. She's such a sweet voice. I like
her. She is. She is. She's a sweetheart. She really is.
Yeah. Yeah, so actually, you know, I was channeling today, talking about intuition and tapping into it. Mm-hmm. And I really feel connected to this person, and I just don't, like, no matter what I do, it's like it comes back to me, and like, I don't know if he's coming back, but it's very strong. Our bond is just, it's just so strong. Just was wondering what you feel for that.
So Amla, this is what I'm feeling, and this is what I'm saying. It is a strong bond, but it's not good.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
It keeps you, this particular person is distracting you from what you really should be doing.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So I know that you feel the pull for this person, and I know you want them back, but it's just not a good fit. And that's why the universe has separated y'all.
Yeah. I don't know why he keeps them coming up in my mind, and it's so random. It's not like I'm yearning for him. It's just so random, and it's so strong.
Well, I mean, anything can remind you of him, things that y'all did together in the past and things like that. I mean, I'm sure there are lots of things that will trigger a memory,
okay,
and memories are great, but there's a time to put that aside because it's no longer serving you well. It hasn't served you well for quite a while.
And so
you need to allow that. You need to allow yourself to release that, and you need to embrace the person that you are now.
Okay, so do you feel like I should just do some like chakra work, like energy cutting cords? Would that help a lot?
I mean, yeah, it would. I am much more simple in my approach to stuff like this.
Sure.
So my thing is, get out and get a hike. Go hike a little bit. Get
okay.
outside. Get some fresh air. Look at the leaves.
Okay.
Allow the wind to blow all this off of you.
I like
and
that.
Then do your cord cutting. But allow the wind to blow the cobwebs off.
Yeah.
Get that negative off of you. Yeah.
Okay.
And especially this time of year, it's the perfect time to do that.
Yes. Especially I'm in Connecticut, so it's not. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to hug some trees tomorrow as well.
Absolutely.
That'd be good.
And just release all that stuff back into the earth and let the earth deal with it.
Okay.
You'll feel a lot better and you'll feel lighter, which is the whole
thing.
I
think I need to also be consistent. My radar is on. Like when you just said that, it's like, don't just do it one time. Do
no.
as much as possible.
Yeah.
Because it just cleanses me anyway, right?
Yeah, and you know, meditation is really good for that, but they're really telling me that you need to get outdoors and breathe and relax and just enjoy. You are
okay.
a thinker, and you overthink things sometimes.
I do, because I told you about my knee injury. I'm just so in my house. It's like I can't leave. And so it's just part of me. I'm just like, oh, that's pretty like.
Well, I don't know what kind of house you have. I've got a very, very bad back that acts up this time of year. And to be honest with you, I go and I talk to my clients on my screen porch. I've got a big blanket out there and I have fire pit and I light the fire pit and I just wrap myself up in the blanket and I just sit out there. And it just helps that the outdoor air just helps get that gunk off of us better than anything else. And it's quicker. And we come in feeling refreshed and invigorated. And it's Mother Nature is the best remedy for that type of stuff.
Absolutely.
Really.
I agree. I'm going to do that. I'm going to just, if I have to roll in the leaves, I will. I mean, seriously.
Yeah. Absolutely. Roll in the leaves.
Yes.
That's a perfect thing.
Yeah. It sounds so silly. It sounds like we're like 5 years old again, but that's what kids do to get out of them, right?
Well, I mean, if you look at it from a metaphysical point of view, rolling the leaves is grounding.
Yes. It's so true.
So true. I mean, I don't think that, I don't see that there's anything wrong with that at all. You know, unless you're falling and you can't get up and you got to call 911, then that might be a little different situation.
That's funny. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to go. Thank you so much. This is so helpful. I just need to get out of my head and just ask you and just, it's very helpful.
No, it's
Thank
no
you.
Problem at all. Anytime, Amla. Have a good evening. We'll talk with you later.
You too.
All right, bye, Shinkra.
Bye.
So let's talk about this a minute before we go to our next caller, because all of us have been cooped up in our houses and we're all going a bit stir crazy. And with the way things are going with the election and all that stuff, everybody is just basically on tether hooks. So I know that COVID is still very much a part of our everyday life. In fact, we're getting more and more cases every day. But if you're able to safely and social distance wise get out and just walk around your yard, sit on your porch, your back porch, or your balcony, or wherever you're at, and get some outside air, do it. It'll give you a new perspective, and it is a very quick way to get rid of the negative energy around you, especially this time of year, because in most parts of the country, it's getting a little cool. We have a frost warning in Georgia. Not tonight. Yes, we do. A freeze warning. So I'm very excited about that because I like cold weather. But please be aware of that, okay? Mother Nature is good to help clear the cobwebs off and give us a fresh perspective. Look into that, all right? Now then, let's talk with our next caller. You're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly. How are you?
Hello, I'm good. My name is Filson, and I'm calling from Ohio.
Hi, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing pretty good.
Okay, what can I do for you?
I'm starting a new job tomorrow, and I'm kind of nervous about it because so far I haven't had a great history with jobs, and so I wanted to know if like my guide had any kind of advice or anything they wanted to share with me about working about this job.
Okay. Yes, they do. First of all, they're telling me the obvious. You need to relax. And second of all, I know it sounds really silly, but approach this job as an adventure. I'm seeing that you have been approaching previous opportunities, kind of waiting for the other shoe to drop, and lots of angst and lots of fear. And it kind of becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. So don't look at it that way. Look at it as a new adventure and a new opportunity for you, a new part of your life. You're starting a new part of your life, and that's exciting and positive.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes.
Doesn't have to be negative. This is an exciting thing. There's going to be money to be made. You're going to meet new people, learn new skills. This is a great, great thing. You've been hurt at other places that you've worked, and that makes you kind of afraid of people. And I get that. Okay? But do not go into a situation gun shy, because that's going to put people on edge immediately and wonder what's wrong with you.
Right.
Okay. So,
yeah.
Do it. I mean, go in and, you know, your goal tomorrow, and I would write this down actually. Okay? Your goal tomorrow is to make two new friends. That's your goal tomorrow. To make two new friends. Okay.
Okay.
And you go at it with the attitude like, I'm going to make friends and we're going to have a good time and this is going to be exciting. Okay. You're going to make two new friends and you're going to learn two new skills. Okay. How much more exciting than that? You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Okay, but look at it like that, because I can hear the fear in your voice and the dread, and I understand that. I really, really do. I've been in some rather difficult work situations of my own. So I feel you. I really do. But you cannot let what has happened in the past ruin what's going to happen tomorrow. Because those people were not involved with that. Okay?
Yeah. It's totally different. Totally different people. Totally different.
It is.
Everyone's different.
And it's hard. And I understand that it's hard. But you're not in that situation anymore. You're in a new and better situation. And you are in control of how this plays out. Okay? So make it happy. Get up extra early. Put on a little extra makeup. make sure you look really cute, put a smile on your face, and go in there and be very excited about this new position.
Okay.
Because it's an opportunity for you to get out and to have fun and to make money.
Okay, I'm going to look at it like that, much lighter.
Okay, good. Good, good, good. And I want you to call me back on Monday, and I want you to tell me how it goes.
Okay.
Okay, because I'm going to burn a green and pink candle for you tomorrow morning. Okay?
Okay.
Are you a praying person at all?
Yeah, I pray.
Do you want to pray together about tomorrow?
Yes, let's pray.
Okay. So what I want you to do is I want you to just put your hands out in front of you like this and just visualize us holding hands, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And let's take a deep breath together. Let it out. And take another deep breath. And let it out. Okay, let's close our eyes. Dear kind and gracious Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this opportunity to give us the two to meet, us to meet, and bless her and allow her to enjoy this new opportunity that she has. Let them see what a beautiful spirit she has and let her succeed and take away the fear. Because there's nothing to be afraid of, because you're going to be with her tomorrow. And she will be surrounded by her angels as she goes on to this new journey and meets new friends and ventures back out into the world again. And we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay?
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. I feel so much better.
Oh, I'm so glad. I really, really am. And you promise to call me on Monday and let me know how it goes.
Okay, I will.
Okay, all right. Be brave. You can do it.
Okay.
I'm going to burn candles for you tomorrow. I promise. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Good night, baby.
Good night.
Okay. Well, we do not have a whole lot of callers tonight, guys. And that's okay, because we're going to talk a little bit about fear and returning into the workplace and just getting back out into the world, because the world has changed since March and it's a kind of a scary place right now. But we need to really realize that when we have new opportunities, that's exactly what they are. They're new opportunities. And a lot of us, including myself, are very, very fearful of new opportunities because of the things that have happened to us in our past. And so that being said, we need to step forward with faith and embrace these new opportunities because they are new, they're new chances to make new friends and learn new skills. All righty? Well, I don't see anybody else calling in. If you want to call in for a reading, you can at 516-387-1921. And if you're following us on Facebook or YouTube, you can put a post in the comments and we can see it here. But other than that, I don't see anybody else coming on. So we're going to call it a good night tonight. And God bless everybody. And I will be on again at 10 o'clock with my dear friend and super psychic, Journey Ryan, on My Psychic Connection. So we'll see y'all at 10 o'clock. God bless and good night.